It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you, wherever you might be. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. You could be here in the South. You could be out West with Brock Purdy counting all that new money. You could be in New York where the New York Knicks are trying to eliminate the Celtics. You could also be in New York with our producer, Ray Jarvis. You could be in Canada. What's up, Montreal? What's up, Toronto, Vancouver, Ottawa, all of the cities? What's up, Florida? I see you. I don't care where you at. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've had a full show already. We talked about Brock Purdy making $53 million a year. We talked about the New York Knicks trying to close out these Celtics. We talked about the Yankees and the Mets going at it in the Bronx, New York. Juan Soto, $765 million. I assume he's going to have a good series. Hey, we talked about Bill Belichick. He was on Good Morning America selling his book, of course. Didn't want to talk about his girlfriend. Of course he did it. How about this? Solomon Wilcox joined us. Yeah, he former knockout guy for the Cincinnati Bengals. Now you can catch him on radio, catch him on TV, SiriusXM, podcast. Solomon is everywhere. And we're here with you. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the New York Knicks are minutes away from tip-off in Madison Square Garden. They don't want the problems. They don't want any of the problems that the Oklahoma City Thunder had last night. They couldn't get rid of the Nuggets. Nuggets have forced a Game 7. The Boston Celtics are trying to do the same tonight without Jason Tatum. And so, yeah, even at this time of year, Friday, May 16th, a little more than a week away from Memorial Day. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. NBA playoffs are going on. PGA Championship going on in Charlotte. NFL always in the news. Major League Baseball in full swing. And how about this? Today is the first day of the WNBA 2025 season. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The WNBA is back. When is the last time anybody's been enthusiastic about that? I'm just being honest. Come on now. The NFL just a couple of days ago had an entire schedule release. The NFL said every team, hey, go make a video. Hey, go be clever. Hey, we just can't send out these schedules via email or fax. We just can't send them out to the reporters. With the NFL, we got to be fancy with it. That was just a couple days ago. And now tonight, the WNBA gets started and people care. All of a sudden, I know why people care. Caitlin Clark is back. And I get it. Caitlin Clark is not back tonight. But Caitlin Clark is back for her sophomore season. Man, she's just been a hot topic for the past couple of years, right? Think about her time in Iowa, how she has helped take the WNBA. Yeah, she has. I get it. She has taken the WNBA to another place. They had to fly commercial until Caitlin Clark showed up. Okay. And they wanted to beat the living hell out of her. Last year, they'd be in the league, some of the players in the league, in the court of public opinion. Caitlin Clark this and Caitlin Clark that, and Andrew Reese quick to tell you, oh, there's other people pay to see. Not like her, though. Come on now. I saw Caitlin Clark here. She came to Atlanta, Georgia. I saw money when she showed up, okay? Like you used to it. Go to a Falcons game, go to a Hawks game, go to a Braves game. You're used to certain things. You're used to noticing all the fans that are there. You're used to seeing the merchandise. It's commonplace. It hasn't been commonplace like that in the WNBA. I remember when the league first started, you would have excitement in certain cities. And we know I say certain cities because a lot of the cities had to move the teams. Houston was jumping when the WNBA got started. New York City was bumping when the Liberty got started with Rebecca Lobo. But over time, almost now 30 years, the league has gone through its ups and downs. And so to see Caitlin Clark come to town here in Atlanta, you could tell that there were people who traveled far just to wear her jersey and support her. Man, I know people who got paid for showing up to work. The concessions were open. The beer was flowing. And it wasn't because of anybody else in that damn arena but Caitlin Clark. The lady is money. And last year, after people decided to beat the living hell out of her just for going out there playing ball, she dropped 20 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists in her rookie season. And after she actually got a little bit of a break following the Olympics, of which she wasn't invited to participate for Team USA, she averaged 25 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, and a steal. That was after she got a little bit of rest. She's been balling out for years. There's not a big amount of time or a big gap between the conclusion of the college season and the start of the WNBA season. Caitlin Clark is, she's the person that people want to see. People want to see Angel Reese. Yes, of course. It's a foil. She doesn't move the needle the same way Caitlin does. And so although Caitlin Clark will not be in action tonight, we got Atlanta and Washington right now. Okay, that's Brittany Griner. Don't get me started. I don't know no players on Washington. Sorry. Hey, Ray, do you know a player on the Mystics?
Absolutely not. I'm as casual as they come when it gets to the NBA. Is Caitlin Clark playing? Locked in. Yeah, Paige Bueckers playing? Locked in.
Beckers.
You know? Beckers.
Yeah, we got to tomorrow. So here, how about this? Paige Bueckers is actually playing. Minnesota is taking on the Dallas Stars. We have Los Angeles taking on a brand new team. Congratulations. I guess they're going by Golden State. The Golden State Valkyries are playing tonight. This is their inaugural season. They're taking on the Sparks. But Caitlin Clark, she is in action tomorrow. And everybody get ready for this one. There's going to be a lot of angry, happy people tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
The opening game for Caitlin Clark tomorrow is against Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky.
Wait a minute. The WNBA is marketing correctly, finally?
Is that marketing correctly?
Absolutely. The top, rivalry? That's good marketing. No, it's not.
I didn't realize. I might have heard and read this was the opening game like months ago. I didn't remember it until right now. Come on.
I mean, people are going to tune in for that game tomorrow, JR.
They are, but you gotta sell it. You got to sell this for months. I mean, if I'm ABC and I'm ESPN and I'm the NBA and everybody, they're all in bed together. They're all packaged together.
Fair.
I don't know. Like, the basketball game, the New York Knicks are getting ready to start right now, okay? I'm selling this game tonight as well. Like, this is the only NBA game that's on the air tonight. I would have started selling it last night. Was that even an ESPN game? That was TNT, right? Last night was TNT?
Yeah.
Like, the point is, sure, if I'm casually just sitting around on Saturday afternoon and I'm just like, oh, there's Caitlin Clark. Yeah, sure, you're going to leave it on. Oh, there's Angel Reese. They hate each other, allegedly. They maybe not. Hey, I'm going to watch. But this is the type of thing that sell this. Caitlin Clark sells herself.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Yes.
Maybe the WNBA understands that there's still kind of a niche audience, and within that niche, this is a main event matchup.
What's the question?
Well, they know that they have a niche audience. They understand that they don't necessarily have to push it. The people who are already locked into the WNBA are going to tune in droves.
That's not how you grow a business. You grow a business by expanding the marketplace. And you think about sports, it's not niche, it's international.
They've treated the WNBA like a niche operation this entire time, JR.
They've almost
ignored it at times. Let's be clear.
I think there are points in time in their history. You're correct. You're absolutely correct. There are points in their history where they didn't know how to market and they ran the WNBA like it was a niche market. Okay, we don't necessarily want to appeal outside of, homosexual women, or we want to broaden out into young girls, or we want the men to start watching us too. It's a big mix. I mean, but at the end of the day, and this is where it is right now, which is where it should be. Are you a sports fan? Yes, box checked. Are you a basketball fan? Box checked. Then tune in. And it takes a transcendent player. And I mean, for all of the great players that the WNBA has had, I don't care if we're going from Agumba Wale right now in Dallas, or we're going to Tina Thompson, you know, back with the Comets. We can dot every I and T and play connect the dots for the WNBA's history. There hasn't been a player, and sometimes the stars have to align. Sometimes everything has to go right. We haven't had a player like Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. Sometimes you got to wait for things to happen. Look, technology and social media has certainly played a role in where things are with the WNBA. And I hope they continue to grow. And Caitlin Clark, it's beyond niche at this point in time. She is one of the most well-known athletes in the entire United States of America. This is only her second year that she's currently moving into as a professional, but there's been so much attention over the past couple of years, whether she's at Iowa knocking down them bombs away threes, or whether she's doing it for the Indiana, the heck do they call them, the Sky? Are they the Sky? The Fever. Look at me.
Definitely the Fever.
The Sky Chicago. That's Angel Reese. She'd be mad at me. And by the way, she was upset a couple days ago. She was the poor guy couldn't even get through the question. Angel Reese was asked about her comments. Hey, Angel, you know, last year you talked about how everybody is showing up, not just to see you. Next question. Damn, girl. That's what she's like. Damn. Can a man get the question out before you even chop him down? Like you, if you, and I get it, that was last year. But when you set the table, when you do the talking, yeah, you can control, quote unquote, the narrative. But that's why sometimes it's better to think before you speak. Don't ever say anything that you're not ready to back up or respond to. Anyway, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, they will be at it tomorrow. And I just said she has to be one of the most popular athletes in the country. Without a shadow of a doubt, Caitlin Clark is the most popular female athlete, I'd say, in the country. Serena Williams, now retired and gone. And somebody who agrees is the commissioner, not just of the NBA. We know who the hell that is. That's Adam Silver. Kathy Engelbert is the commissioner of the WNBA. She was recently on Bill Simmons' podcast, and she talked about the conversations that both she and Adam Silver have. And they both agree that Caitlin Clark is prime time. She's one of the biggest in the country, flat and period. Listen to this.
She's a generational talent. No league's ever about one player, but in this case, Caitlin brought tens of millions of new viewers into the W, and there's no denying that impact. Not just in the WNBA, but the world of sports. Adam and I talk all the time about it. Yeah. She's the most popular athlete in America, you know. She went to an LPGA tournament for a pro-am on a Wednesday, and like throngs of people were out there to watch her. And, you know, I was at the Masters last year when she was in the Final Four, and, you know, I counted like 19 Caitlin Clark shirts of people walking around the Masters. So
it's crazy. I said on a pod, I think she's the most popular under 30 team sport athlete we have.
Wow. Under 30. Is Kate... Ray, I'm going to throw it to you first. How about that?
Okay, I'm here.
Is Caitlin Clark the most popular athlete under 30 in America?
Yes. Yes. And I say yes because she has the unique ability to bring the ladies in. And there are guys, especially on the hardcore basketball fans, whether male or female, they like Caitlin Clark. Then you have all of the casual women who are watching this game because she's Caitlin Clark. She's a lady. She's moving the conversation. And then you have the people, you know, not to play the card, but the people who don't see not too many women that look like her dominate the game the way she does as a young white girl. All of these variables come into play that boost her popularity, in my opinion.
Caitlin Clark, the most popular athlete in America, under 30. Now, who would actually be some, let's put it this way. And this is off, and the phone lines are open, by the way. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Is Caitlin Clark the most popular athlete under 30 in the United States of America? Now, who would be some other people that we could potentially put in that space? This part sucks. There is not a baseball player in that category at all. Would you agree, Ray?
Absolutely agree. They do a terrible job of marketing their players.
There is not a baseball player under 30 years old. There is no baseball player under 30 who would be the most popular in America. It doesn't exist. I guess that would move us into the NFL. If I got to start thinking about just off the top of my head, the most popular players in the NFL, I think the most famous player at this point in time, he's selling insurance all over the place, would be Patrick Mahomes. He's 29 years old. He turns 30 come September. I don't know. Is there another player in the NFL who would even get anywhere close to Patrick Mahomes currently in, I guess, global celebrity or popularity? No, right?
No.
There's nobody.
There's nobody. Even in the NBA, there's a lot of young players who are flourishing, but they've gotten in their own way recently. And ironically, I know it might sound ridiculous, but I still believe that the NBA doesn't do as good of a job as they used to marketing their young stars. It's still a LeBron and Steph Curry league.
Well, having said that, who are the young stars in the NBA sub 30? We know basketball is a young man's game. You have Luka. It's certainly not popular across America. And I don't think he's a household name in a lot of cases for people who aren't familiar with basketball. Anthony Edwards is not in that space at 23 years old. Are those the top? You got Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, Wemby's on the ascent. I think Ant is on the ascent. Luka, yeah, as a Laker, or probably if the Lakers are good next season, that'd be the conversation.
But for thinking about people who are known right now,
Tatum probably the closest one, and he's
nobody. That doesn't
right.
That doesn't scratch the surface of being a household name, being that popular. There is no definitive. The way that there would be in the NFL. I think I would happen to agree with you. I mean, hockey certainly, you want to talk about niche. Hockey is not there. That's it. At Caitlin Clark, they're not lying. You know what? Let's listen to that clip one more time. Kathy Engelbert and the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, both think that Caitlin Clark might be the most popular athlete in America. This is what she told Bill Simmons. Listen one more time.
She's a generational talent. No league's ever about one player, but in this case, Caitlin brought tens of millions of new viewers into the W, and there's no denying that impact. Not just in the WNBA, but the world of sports. Adam and I talk all the time about, yeah, she's the most popular athlete in America. You know, she went to an LPGA tournament for a pro-am on a Wednesday, and like throngs of people were out there to watch her. And, you know, I was at the Masters last year when she was in the Final Four, and, you know, I counted like 19 Caitlin Clark shirts of people walking around the Masters. So
it's crazy. I said on a pod, I think she's the most popular under 30 team sport athlete we have.
Agreed. And it's not even close. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Do you believe Caitlin Clark is the most popular young athlete in the United States of America? The phone lines open if you want to give a holler. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some other young athletes. I think one of these guys, well, I think one of his issues is his fact that he's not popular. I tell you, it is on the other side of the break. We have so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the New York Knicks are underway in Madison Square Garden. The Knicks are beating the Celtics 11-5. Mikal Bridges starting off hot with 7 points right out of the gate. Yeah, Walt Clyde Frazier standing in the crowd looking like a pimp. like he would say, the Knicks have the knack right now. Okay, Jaylen Brown, 5 points, all 5 points for the Boston Celtics. And somebody else is going to have to do some work. Meanwhile, a little further up, we told you about this. I don't even know. Can you even call it a grudge match? It's the Yankees and the Mets. New York Yankees lead the Mets 4-1. The Mets just got on the board. Juan Soto, he scored. Brandon Nimmo just drove him in. Let's see if the New York Mets can add some runs to the board. I'm just waiting on that. I don't want to say inevitable. I'm waiting on that Juan Soto home run. We'll see. May not be tonight. We shall certainly see. Right before we went to break, we talked about Caitlin Clark. She's back in action tomorrow. And this is a good basketball weekend. How about that? I had already planned on watching the Denver Nuggets in Oklahoma City on Sunday afternoon. And I don't know that we have Caitlin Clark tomorrow hosting Angel Reese. Hey, Ray, this is when I know things have taken a turn here in a WNBA.
Talk to me.
When is Angel Reese going to give Caitlin Clark the elbow? Right? No?
That's good. Is that not what we want? We want some lore, right? A little elbow to the ribs on the drive to the basket. I'm here for it. Maybe the first half, you know?
Give me Luke Kornet, Josh Hart. Is that too much?
Nah, it might be a little too much. Because you know what? They're going to overreact. You know you know how it goes. Like, if that happens in the women's game, they're going to overreact. They're not ready for that kind of physicality yet.
Yeah, they are.
You think so? The public, I mean. Not the game. The public.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to say, these women are physical.
Women are physical, but the public, they're going to recoil when they see that.
It wouldn't be the worst thing.
Not at all. It's great for the game.
I'm not saying I want Caitlin Clark to get elbowed at all. But I'm saying, like, when we really get we're not going to get a hard foul tomorrow?
Probably not. I don't see it.
All right. Okay.
Maybe mid to late season, but for opening night, no.
There's been a lot said about how Caitlin Clark has, you know, it's difficult to go from college and right into the pros. And she's put on muscle, man. I wonder what she's going to look like. Caitlin Clark, she needs to have a triple-double tomorrow. That's what I'm looking for.
She probably might. It's not out of the realm. She's the best player in the league. Outside of maybe two or three other players right now, she's already top five, top four in the WNBA.
Asia Wilson.
Yeah. Stewie.
You think so?
She's still up there.
Top two or three?
Top five, top four.
Five.
Face of the championship. She didn't get finals MVP, but she was the best player on that championship team.
Stunk in that series, man. She hit a big shot to win, but she stunk.
You take some points off, but she's still nice. You got to give her the credit.
Isn't Breonna, would you say Breonna? I'd say Breonna Stewart is, and she's older, but is Breonna Stewart not better than her? I don't know.
Caitlin, the changeover may happen this year where Caitlin makes a few more leaps.
Good. Make it easy. Caitlin Clark, best player in the league.
You want to put is it, we putting it on wax?
I don't know. Okay. Why not?
Let's put it on wax.
I can't name you more than five. I know a lot of the players, but yeah. I'm saying at the top of the top.
It might be her.
Okay.
Maybe. And the way Indiana features her, you know, they put the ball in her hand every possession.
As they should. Karl Anthony Towns just shot the ball from Westchester County. And they said no? Oh, my God. Anyway, Drew Holiday's on the ground. The Knicks are leading the Celtics 11-7. Then, Ray, they're going to get him out of here today.
I'm not buying it. The Knicks are going to have to show me, because the Knicks don't do anything easily. It's always the hard way.
Yeah. I think tonight. I just don't know if the Celtics have enough firepower tonight. I mean, everybody can always go out there and get hot, but I don't think it's a coincidence that this is like, the Knicks are off to the start that the Celtics typically would have at this point in time, 11-7. I give credit to the Boston Celtics. They're an amazing team. They're deep, and Kristaps Porzingis can't even go out there and give you more than 10 minutes in an entire game. But I think the New York Knicks are jazzed up for this one. I'm gonna give the Knicks the edge.
So are we moving it up from 52-48 to 60-40, or are we staying at 52?
I'm not moving a percentage, but okay. I'm still going to pick the New York Knicks to win this one. And they got everybody. Just know, does Spike Lee there's so many celebrities there, and Spike Lee is the guy. Do they let him on the court? Why don't they let him play point guard?
Well, you don't want to see Knicks fans get extremely upset. There's a large segment of Knicks fans that believe Spike Lee is actually bad luck.
Really?
Yeah. That is a talking point amongst Knicks Nation. Spike Lee is the reason they lose games.
Why? Because he's like riling up Reggie Miller?
He does too much. He's the mascot they don't want.
Yeah, sit down, man. No, he drove me crazy along. Like, why are you talking to Reggie? Why are you talking to Reggie Miller? Shut up. Like, shut up. You think you got a lot of money? You made some great movies that you're just going to. Yeah, I think. Would you say most Knicks fans would say that Spike Lee is not representative of them, right?
Yeah, that is the talking point. He does not speak for us.
Yeah, he does. He does not. I'm surprised. Has he been on like First Take before? He been there?
Of course. You know Stephen A. likes to flex his famous friends.
I guess. What is it? Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This is a great time on the calendar, right? We heading towards the championships and NFL is even in the news where they shouldn't be in the news. NFL just taking over everything. Like, who cares? I mean, there's a Saturday, I believe, this year, and there should be some, like, broadcasting rule against it. But I think they actually on the same damn day as some college football. NFL is not giving a damn in any way, shape, or form. They're like, it's May, middle of May, we're taking over. The NFL looked at the NBA. They said, Christmas? Who cares about Christmas? Christmas belongs to us now. We don't care what LeBron James says. The NFL just has found a way in every shape and form to just take over. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Lee is here from Cincinnati. Hey, Lee, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I just got to tell you right now, Listen to the chemistry that you and Ray have. Dude, I mean, I was a Hickey lover. I was a Hickey homer, okay?
Whoa,
but, man, you got to have. Yeah, no. Well, you know what I mean, okay?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I haven't seen a Hickey in it's been about, 30-something years I've seen one of those.
Man. Yeah, me too. But I'm talking about Ryan Hickey, okay? All right, okay, so let's get on mine out of the gutter. But, no, seriously, Ray, the guy you have now, man, y'all's chemistry is fantastic. I'm telling you right now, y'all are like Abbott Costello or radio. Y'all go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Man, I hope this is the guy that you're going to have now as your producer. Y'all are great together. Seriously, he holds your feet to the fire, and you do the same with him. So I had to call and say, and like I told you, I was going to keep listening, even if when Hickey was gone. I told you that, and I know that you didn't believe me, but because you're the best there is, JR, and I mean that. And you know that I'm going to say the last thing I'm going to say is go Gators, but you got to keep Ray. You got to keep Ray.
Well, thank you. Ray, what do you have to say in response? I say thank you to Lee.
Oh, well, Lee, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. You know, if they keep me, that'd be great. That's what I'm here for.
Well, y'all are great together. That's what I'm telling you. Y'all are good radio. Y'all are fantastic together. I just have to say that, okay?
Well, thank you. Now, also, as an aside, what the hell do the Gators have to do with anything? It's May.
Well, because of the Florida Gators, and because I love them, because I've got them tattooed on my left shoulder, and that's
You went to Florida?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I went to.
Yes, sir. I did. Yeah, and I got the Gator emblem tattooed on my left shoulder. Right. Yes, sir. The only tattoo that I have, in fact.
Damn. Do you have the? So, did you ever take a photo with the Gator outside of Gainesville?
No, that I did not. Okay. I'm telling you right now, but
I got you
because I was one of these. But what you have to understand is, I would like to say I was on the Gator baseball team. I was a walk-on that I was one of those kind of has-beens and never was that played on the practice squad. You know what I'm saying? So
you has been. That might be accurate. But here's a better question for you, Lee. As we talked about Caitlin Clark, would you agree? Is Caitlin Clark the most popular athlete in America?
I would say young athlete. I would say that yes, that she is as far as young athletes go, and I think it's a fantastic thing because she is female, and this is the first time we've had that in Lord knows how long. The fact that she is the possibly ever.
Who's been the most who's been the most popular female athlete in America ever? Billie Jean King? I mean, Serena? Serena probably, right?
Well, Serena was close, yeah, but the one I'm thinking of is, oh man, now her name escapes me because I'm getting old.
Did she play soccer?
No, she played golf.
No,
dadgummit.
No, bro. The answer's no.
Annika Sorenstam. She wasn't even American. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about.
Excuse me?
You're talking about famous. No, nowhere close. Nobody's been this close. Nobody's been as great as Caitlin Clark is.
Nobody in America. I'm sorry. No disrespect. Nobody knows who Annika. Well, Anna, is it Anna? Anna, right? Sorenstam? I know her last name.
No, Annika. Annika Sorenstam. Yeah. I'm just saying that because she was so good, you know. But you know, hell, she was from Sweden, I think.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying is when it comes to American female,
nobody.
No. Maybe Jackie Joyner Kersee, way back when in the day.
Jackie Joyner Kersee, FloJo.
Yeah. Joe. Yep.
Yeah, maybe. And I was. I feel like that was obviously pre-social media and in short bursts. Well, thank you, Lee.
Oh, you very much so.
Food for thought.
Thank you, JR.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind words for myself and Ray. Thank you so much. Shout outs to Lee from Cincinnati with the kind words. Ray, did you tell him to send us money while he praised us?
You know I didn't, but I should have.
You should have said send money. Why not?
Donate to the Ray Jarvis Foundation. It's not a real place. It's just my pocket.
Oh, that's stealing.
No, it's a donation.
Oh. Oh, that's what they call it. Okay. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, but you know, before we do this, we got Rich Ackerman here. Ack, before we head to the weekend, I have to ask you this. Have we had a female athlete with the attention, the popularity of Caitlin Clark? Anybody come to your mind, or is she just kind of sitting there at the top?
The only people I could think of would be Olympians, such as Mary Lou Retton or Dorothy Hamill. But I can't I can't think of anybody who has lifted her sport and brought, I don't know how to say it, but brought new eyes to the TVs.
Yeah, it's every screen, man. It's crazy. Well, she'll be in action tomorrow against Chicago.
I mean, she turns average. Sports fans, not even basketball fans, average sports fans into big fans.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I've seen it. Heck, I go to as many Hawk games as I can, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody in there is like, hey, they either want to be seen, they like basketball, they don't like basketball, and you know, just something like that. When I went to go see Caitlin Clark here, like I'm walking through the arena and I'm just going around all over the place and I'm looking around like, do these people even like basketball? To your point, I'm like, do they even like basketball? They just look like they traveled 50 miles just to see her.
Well, I have a friend who lives in Atlanta, and his daughter has totally gotten into basketball because of Caitlin Clark, and they traveled to Alabama for the NCAA tournament.
That's right.
And to Indiana for some Fever games and a couple of other places. I don't remember where.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Yeah, some of the, forget 30, 50, 60 miles. Some of the people look like they travel maybe 1,000 to get here just to watch her. So that's a phenomenon. She is walking money. Good for her. I'm going to watch tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, my goodness. The Knicks and the Celtics, I guess. Now they're going back and forth. What a shock. To get an update on what's going on there, in addition to everything going on in the world of sports, you just heard them. It's a News Flash with Rich Ackerman. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, New York Knicks, yeah, it looked like they putting in some work trying to get these Celtics the hell up out of here. The second quarter just got started. Second quarter just underway. The New York Knicks lead 29-20. Karl Anthony Towns, he finally showed up, at least aggressively on the offense. Karl Anthony Towns, 11 points in the first quarter. Good for him. Mikal Bridges, 10 points here in 10 minutes. Jalen Brunson, you know, you got to do nothing right now. 2 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds. That's a good thing. Because if this guy gets hot, New York Knicks are typically in a very good spot. Let's see if the Knicks can avoid what took place last night with the Oklahoma City Thunder and just get the job done against the Celtics. We'll keep you up to date as this game continues on. We had mentioned it last night. It's just a crazy spot to be in right now. Think about basketball, all the games that we've had every single night over the past month, and we've now gotten to the point where we're almost down to the Final Four. We just get a single game a day. And a matter of fact, there is no NBA game tomorrow. Ray, I think tomorrow legitimately has to be the first day. I know we got WNBA. We just talked about Caitlin Clark. But this has to be the first day in about a month, maybe more, where we have there's no basketball, no NBA.
Just about, because we had that last flurry at the end of the season, a few seeding games. We went right into the play-in, right into the playoffs, and we've been nonstop ever since.
Basketball, basketball, basketball. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, I'm always reminded, because I feel like he's coached so many places all the time. I forget that Sam Cassell is with the Celtics now on the bench. I see Sam Cassell is over here sitting around with Joe Mazzulla. And Sam Cassell most recently is just, I feel like his claim to fame is Halliburton doing the Big Cojones dance. And shout outs to Sam Cassell, still out here coaching, keeping busy. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Rashawn calling from Baltimore. Hey, Rashawn, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm just chilling, man. Just pulled up in the parking lot, actually, this bar. About to go check out this Knicks and Celtics game, man, to see if Celtics going to come back or not, man. I just believe the Knicks are a fraud. Something about this team, you know, it's not a championship-caliber team to me, even without – you know, Celtics haven't Tatum. You know, I still think Celtics got a chance to come back, though.
A championship caliber team, a team that wins like 50 plus games and is close to the conference championship. Like, how are they not a championship? They don't got to be a championship team, but
right.
Championship caliber. How can you say that?
There's something about them. Like, look in the regular season. I know it's the playoffs starts a new season, but 0-4 against the Celtics in the regular season. The way was it Coach Tom Thibodeau he runs the team? They don't, he just plays. They play 40
wins.
Plus minutes a game.
They win.
He's
one of the most successful coaches in New York Knicks history.
Oh, you would put him over who's guy that got choked out? PJ, right? That was PJ. Sprewell choked PJ out, right? In New York,
Latrell Sprewell, he choked that man out in Oakland, okay?
Golden State, yeah.
Yes, yeah, Latrell Sprewell ended up on the Knicks because he choked him out.
Okay, my bad. But I got him a little mixed up a little bit. It's been so long, it was the 90s, man. But listen, though, you know why I say that fraud? Because what was that, game three, the first game at the Garden, right? How do you get blown out in front of your home crowd like that? A packed sellout crowd. People paid $1,000, I heard, just to get in the building for the nosebleed seats, man. And you get embarrassed like that at home.
But you can't look at what they've done on one end. You have to also you can't do that. So they were down and they came back. That counts for something as well, you know? Go look at Jalen Brunson and his crunch time numbers. Go look this guy, and I know the NBA is handing out awards and whatnot like candy right now. This guy was clutch player of the year for a reason. Jalen Brunson led the NBA in points scored in crunch time situations. I think it's like 5 minutes to go in the game, less than five with the score close to five. Like, he led the NBA in scoring. And so I can beat down on the New York Knicks with the best of them. Okay, I try to be honest about them. I get it. I'm not expecting the New York Knicks to win the championship, But to say that a team that is that this close to getting to the Final Four is not championship caliber, like how many teams in the NBA are championship caliber then? Everybody else is sitting at home watching.
That is true, though. But let me ask you this. Yes, if out of that starting lineup with the Knicks, if one of them players is going down with an injury, like how Tatum went out,
That's every team. We can say it about Golden State. I mean, the New York Knicks had to deal with this last year. Julius Randle went down. Jalen Brunson went down with a hand. And now guess what? All the New York Knicks and Julius Randle's now gone. But even Mitchell Robinson, their center, is healthy enough to go out there and play. And he's had a major impact on a lot of their comebacks and where they're at. So, look, are the New York Knicks winning the title? I don't think so. But they are pretty close to the situation while we got a whole bunch of other teams that are sitting at home. Hey, Rashawn, go have a drink for me, okay? I got to go.
I sure will, JR. Thanks, man.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. New York Knicks currently leading. You want to know the score? 33-20. Karl Anthony Towns is out here dropping threes. He's trying to earn his money. We'll keep you up to date on that game. Give you a wrap-up of everything we talked about this evening. Got more football and basketball. A few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.